But first, David Drucker has forgotten more about politics in D.C. than we'll ever know. Writes for the Washington Examiner, and as I mentioned a few minutes ago, I see him morning, noon, and night over there at CNN. They work him hard over there, Ray.
You know what? I'd like the chance to work hard for CNN. That'd be something, you know?
Yeah. Carries his lunch over there,
right.
I would imagine.
Right, just stays there all day, just on call. You know, he's like a pitcher. Put me in,
Coach, I'm ready. Yesterday, Lamar Alexander, Republican, and Patty Murray, Democrat, said, hey, we have something done on health care. The White House said, terrific, great, I'm all for it. A few hours later, the president said, I'm sorry, I cannot allow a bailout of the insurance companies. David, I guess my first question, and thanks for your time this morning, does this illustrate the civil war inside the Republican Party? And who got to the president after he said, I like the bipartisanship, we're moving forward on it? Was it, in fact, the fingerprints of Steve Bannon?
Well, that's a good question. Look, I think that this is par for the course for the president in that he seems to always hold a position of the last person he spoke with. And so I don't really doubt that he spoke with Lamar Alexander and some other Republicans who thought that this was a good move. So the president thought this was a good move. And then, you know, he could have talked to any number of his advisors in the White House or outside of the White House and then decided it wasn't a good move. And I think what this illustrates, number one, is you know, part of the ideological divide about what to do about health care, or the even maybe not so ideological, just you know, members trying to practically decide what to do since they can't seem to agree on legislation to repeal and replace Obamacare. But I really think this is more about Trump and not having – I think Trump's idea of negotiating is what – he seemed to work well for him in his business and entertainment career, or at least he perceives to have worked well for him, which is to constantly move the goalposts until you finally get whatever it is that you want. And I think in a governing sense, and I've talked to a lot of politicians that have done this over the years, Republican and Democrat, the one thing they always seem to get back to when I ask them how they were able to make any particular deal was that there had to be trust between them and their adversary with whom they were negotiating. Mm. That regardless of their ideological differences, they knew they could trust each other to stick to what they said they would do. So I don't think it's necessarily that Trump was agreeing to this or not agreeing to this. I think the president has to get to a place where he says he's for something and going to do something, that he sticks with it. And if he's not yet ready to make that commitment, that he not make that commitment.
Yeah, good luck with that. David Drucker is here from the Washington Examiner.
David, this morning we know the latest dust up in Washington with the president has to do with that of Sergeant Johnson and the call that supposedly went to his wife. And now with the Congressman, Frederica Wilson, saying that what she heard was appalling. What do you make of all of this? And do you think this is true? I guess it's just a question.
Well, I think with the president, it's believable on its face, but I'm very hesitant to treat it as though I know that it happened until I have more facts, because it's very easy to get caught up in a he said, she said. I do think, though, with this president, you can't dismiss it out of hand. I mean, here's the thing, and I think the president created a controversy out of this thing completely unnecessarily, even by his own standards. I think it's hard to know what presidents do behind the scenes when they lose servicemen in battle. They're the ones giving the orders ultimately, even if they don't give the direct order or design the plan directly. And they're ultimately as commander-in-chief responsible. So I'm always very hesitant to cast judgment about when they speak out about the loss of servicemen in battle or in training accidents or in any other way, and decide for myself what it is they're supposed to be doing. Why didn't he speak after one day as opposed to 10 days? You know, what is he really doing? I mean, I don't actually, you know, unless the White House lays it out for us or other sources, we don't know who he was talking to. We don't know how he felt.
Context. We don't know what the context was. Absolutely. I buy all that.
And at the end of the day, we lose sight that there's a soldier that came back dead, you know?
Right. And I just think with this president, though, you know, they could do a better job of definitely getting their story straight and refraining from I think they could be more careful about it, but I'm hesitant to cast too much judgment here before I really know.
Me too. Me too. You don't know the context, and there's no Baker, Meese, or Deaver involved in the White House nowadays. Thank you, David. Thanks so much for your time and your insight. It's always great having you on the program. We'll watch you work like a mule on CNN.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. It's David Drucker joining us here at WLS.